Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. And remember to keep looking up until...
David James is a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary. He also has been the man who developed the Word of Life Bible Institute in Hungary. Now, he has traveled in, I think, to every single Bible Institute that Word of Life has around the world, and they have a number of them, teaching different subjects. He's a man very knowledgeable of the Word of God. He heads up an organization, the Alliance for Biblical Integrity. Maybe I'll ask him about that in just a moment. But David, it's great to have you on the air with us, and I'm excited you're going to be joining us. We'll be teaching together at our School of Prophets Fall Conference in Gatlinburg, and you're going to be looking at eschatological options. Now, that's a big term. What are we talking about when we use that phrase?
Well, thanks, Jimmy. I'm looking forward to being with you as well. Eschatological options is almost kind of a scary title for a course for some, I suppose.
Yes.
But really, it's just looking at the various views that different people, different groups of people teach concerning the end times. So when we talk about eschatological options, we're just doing a survey of the various end time interpretations of the Bible, and then evaluating them and responding with what we believe is the most consistently biblical one.
Now, let me just explain for those who may be actually eavesdropping on this conversation. We here on Prophecy Today, and David James as well, adhere to the fact that Jesus Christ is going to be coming back to the earth premillennially. And what that means is before the millennium, before the thousand-year reign, Jesus Christ will return to the earth. In addition to that, we also believe that there's a seven-year period of time called the tribulation leading up to that return of Christ back to the earth before he starts his kingdom for the thousand-year reign. And that 7 years is going to be preceded by the rapture. That would make us pre-trib rapturist. In other words, we believe the rapture will happen before the 7 years begins. Now, that being said, and that's where we're coming from, that's what we believe the Bible teaches. David, you're talking about additional ideas or options as to how this is all going to play out in the end times. If we're all looking at the same Bible, how can we have so many different ideas about this?
Well, I think there are two different schools of thought that lead to different conclusions. One view says that we shouldn't take Old Testament prophecies and consider them to be literal, either in from the time they were given or in their fulfillment. In other words, they were given with the intent of being fulfilled spiritually in the church rather than being fulfilled literally as God gave specific promises to natural Israel and to national Israel. So if you don't take the Word of God literally and see that God is a promise-keeping God, a covenant-keeping God, then you can really do whatever you want because you've cut the meaning of the text loose from the text itself.
Mm.
The other thing that often happens, and that is, it is said that you have to interpret the Old Testament in light of the New. And in fact, you can't know what the Old Testament means until you get to the New Testament. Well, that causes all kinds of problems because a big question is, well, what would this have meant to the Jew in, let's say, 1000 B.C., what would it have meant to the Jew when God gave a specific promise? It would have meant that the Jew absolutely could not have understood the clear promise that God had just given him. So I think that is a very serious problem. Rather, we understand the New Testament in light of the Old rather than using the New to interpret the Old.
Very, very good approach to starting a study of The Bible, in fact, but in particular, Bible prophecy. In fact, let me ask you that question, David. We're going to be dealing with issues. I'll be teaching the Jew and Bible prophecy. Again, your course will be eschatological options. Why should people study Bible prophecy? In your opinion, and I know you could go for a couple of hours on this, but briefly, if you can, why should everybody be concerned about studying Bible prophecy?
Well, it has been said that prophecy concerning the future is simply pre-written history. And so we understand God and his program by looking at what has happened with regard to prophecies that were given earlier and have already been fulfilled. That means that we also know what is coming because it is simply a view into future, the future, which will be history. And it keeps us on track with understanding the Word of God consistently from Genesis to Revelation. And if we get those things wrong, if we misunderstand that, then we start getting into problems of spiritualizing many parts of the Bible, taking lots of it in a non-literal way. And when we do that, we've actually cut ourselves loose from the text. And then the text can mean anything that anybody wants it to say. So prophecy provides a guideline or a test, if you will, to make sure that our principles that we're using for interpretation are biblical in nature.
You know, it is so important for every single born-again believer to know what God is intending to say to each and every one of us, because that's how we're supposed to live out our lives as we wait for the return of Jesus Christ. So this approach in studying Bible prophecy is so applicable not only for Bible prophecy, but an entire study of the Word of God and the practical aspects of how we live every moment of every day, and of course how we prepare for that time of eternity future with our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, David James is going to be one of the teachers. I'll be the other at the School of Prophets Fall Conference. It's going to be held in the heart of the beautiful Smoky Mountains, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I'll be speaking on the Jew and Bible prophecy. And in light of what we've been talking about on the broadcast today, the beginnings of these peace negotiations in Washington, D.C. between the Israelis and the Palestinians, how does this play into in time prophecy? Anything that's happening prophetically, the Jews will have a part in it. So it's an important study, the Jew and Bible prophecy. And as you have been eavesdropping on the conversation and hearing what David had to say, you can realize it's an absolute essential that you come together. If you are a pastor, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you have your own little individual home Bible studies, if you're simply a student of the Word of God, a serious student of Bible prophecy, you need to come join us. And David will be speaking about the eschatological options. Why is it that somebody may think this way, but that's not biblical? David's going to bring that to the table and have discussions with our students. Love to have you come and join us. If you'd like more information about our School of Prophets Fall Prophecy Conference, it'll be September the 13th through the 17th. You still have time to register and come and be a part of this. You can go to our website, prophecytoday.com. We have it posted, information about the conference there. Or you can call our toll-free number, 877-674-3298, and you can ask them to send you a brochure. Or call and ask for Jody. She has all the answers to any of your questions pertaining to the School of Prophets Fall Prophecy Conference. David, it is exciting for me to think about the possibility of being able to sit in your classes. In addition to my teaching, I'm going to be right there taking notes like a champ to understand the eschatological options and why these varying ideas are not correct as it relates to the Bible. So I'm sure you're going to be prepared. Looking forward to being with you, my friend. And thank you for joining us today on the broadcast.
Yeah, it's been great to be with you as always, and really looking forward to being together in Gatlinburg.
Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. You can also send your donations directly to Prophecy Today, P.O. Box 2510, Chattanooga, Tennessee 37409. Thank you, and remember to keep looking up until...